Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Chris Palmieri. So one of ABC's popular shows is returning next Monday. Perhaps you've seen the promos. But this year, fans of Dancing with the Stars will have to subscribe to Disney Plus if they want to watch. So, Chris, why would Disney, which owns ABC, move this really popular show from a broadcast channel free to a subscription service?
Yeah, this is one of the shockers in what's been a kind of shocking period for TV viewers recently. We're seeing just really sweeping changes in what we watch and where we watch it. And, you know, this is a show, 6 million people watched it last season on ABC, and Disney has decided to shift it over to Disney Plus. They know a lot of people are watching things streaming now. It's a little unusual because it's going to be live. And so normally, you know, people just go to sort of a appointment viewing to watch streaming services. It's an attempt by them to get, a younger audience that subscribes to Disney Plus, and also maybe get some of the older crowd that watched on ABC, to subscribe.
Well, I was looking at something like NBC's Days of Our Lives, like Sands Through the Hourglass. You have some older viewers here, and now they're, I think, moving over to streaming.
Yet another example of that. So there's a whole lot of people who are going to have to learn how to subscribe to Peacock if they want to watch that show. And the same situation, you know, it's a long-running show, a lot of loyal fans, but not, you know, quite as big as it used to be. And so these companies are experimenting with ways to try to get new viewers to sign up for their streaming services.
Now, it can get a little confusing because sometimes you have your phone, your internet, your cable kind of bundled in here, and they throw in this and that, but then you need to go outside that to get maybe your Netflix or your Hulu, but then if you get Hulu, maybe that's bundled with something else. So I think a lot of people are getting confused, and maybe they've got multiple subscriptions to the same thing.
Indeed. I mean, it's for, you know, another big example is tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football will be on Amazon exclusively for the first time. So a whole lot of people who maybe used to watch that on Fox or even NBC last week with the first game are now going to have to find it on Prime. It's a time in TV land where things are just moving very rapidly, a lot of change.
All right, so how are we supposed to, is there an easy how-to guide to get what you want to get with no extras?
I wish I could think of it. We need a TV guide for the digital age, I think, that really helps us find stuff. It's a good business idea, I think.
All right, so what will stay on the broadcast network? So is everything sort of up for grabs and maybe going to move? Is everything the bottom line?
Well, you know, they're still premiering some shows, but it's not as many as it used to be. For example, we've found out the big five broadcast networks are going to premiere 17 new shows this fall compared to 25 3 years ago. The number of scripted shows is down even more, from 16 to 10. So, you know, we're just seeing, they're sticking with some of their standbys, and, the really sort of experimental, edgier stuff is definitely going to streaming. They're trying to make a big splash, too, from time to time with shows that are only available online.
Wow, things are changing fast and furious. Remember the days when you knew exactly when something was on and where it was. Things are changing. Thanks so much, Chris. Bloomberg News reporter Chris Palmieri.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.